Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The birth of a baby is usually a happily anticipated event, but for some mothers, giving birth can start an emotional and mental descent.
Sometimes, like when the baby crying excessively, I just feel like, okay, I don't want to be this right now.
This descent is often brushed over as baby blues, but it's not always the case. Sometimes it's more than that. It's what doctors refer to as postpartum or postnatal depression.
Postpartum depression is a psychiatric phenomenon that starts basically in the onset of the postpartum period after giving birth.
That was psychiatrist at the University of the West Indies Hospital, Dr. Sapphire Longmore, and before her, Daniki Palmer, a young mother who has gone through the pains of the condition. I'm Camilla Guthrie, inviting you to stay with us here on Healthline as together we explore postpartum depression.
I felt like I wanted to withdraw from the baby. I'd cry a lot. I was more of an emotional wreck. Yeah, like sometimes, like when the baby crying excessively, I just felt like, okay, I don't want to do this right now.
That was Daniki Palmer. Often dismissed as baby blues, Mrs. Palmer actually suffered from postpartum or postnatal depression. Dr. Longmore says while they're similar, they're not the same thing.
The baby blues is a very layman's way of describing postpartum depression. And it is actually kind of a milder form of postpartum depression where you're not as severely depressed. You're not having as much of what we call anhedonia. Anhedonia being a lack of interest in the things that you normally find pleasurable.
As we heard from Mrs. Palmer earlier, she didn't want to be around her baby, and looking on, one may be wondering what could possibly cause a woman to feel this way towards her child. Dr. Longmore responds.
It has been found that estrogen is quite protective, and so you find that women tend to, particularly around the period of their menses, when their estrogen levels are lowest, that their mental illness symptomatology is more severe. So they get more depressed, they get more anxious, they get more withdrawn, get more anhedonic, and so forth. And this is what you commonly know as PMS, premenstrual syndrome. There is also another diagnosis known as premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which is basically a depression in and around the time of the onset of the menses. And women who tend to show this in their normal, regular menstrual cycle could be at risk for developing postpartum depression.
Postpartum depression can affect most women. Knowing where to get help and support during this critical period is not just important, but necessary.
I had to talk to people. I had to talk a lot. And then coming to an acceptance that, hey, this is the reality here. I have this baby and I just have to enjoy the experience. And I had to find activities that would relieve my stress, so to speak.
If you're a mother suffering from postpartum depression, or you know of someone who is, encourage them to visit their private doctor or any of the public health facilities across the island.
The government clinics would be helpful because most clinics throughout Jamaica have a mental health program that is going on, and so there are usually mental health officers and visiting psychiatrists who might be able to assist. Some of the ONG, the obstetric and gynecology departments, might have a service where in the 6-week postnatal visit that the woman does with her baby, if they pick up that something might be really significantly wrong, they might make a referral to a mental health facility of some sort. Other than that, there is always private care.
Psychiatrist at the University of the West Indies Hospital, Dr. Sapphire Longmore.
If they think that they don't have support, seek support, because there are always persons available to assist in overcoming the experience.
That was Daniki Palmer, a young mother who experienced postpartum or postnatal depression after giving birth to both of her children. If you'd like to hear this or other JIS-produced programs again, visit our website at jis.gov.jm/radio. I'm Camilla Guthrie reminding you that you only get one body, so take care of it.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.